Earths, untold Earths, more Earths than could be counted, some said. And all you had to do was walk sideways into them, one after the next, an unending chain. This was a source of immense irritation for experts, such as Professor Wotan Ulm of Oxford University. All these parallel Earths, he told the BBC, are identical on all but the detailed level. Oh, save that they're empty. Well, actually, they're full, mainly of forests and swamps. Big, dark, silent forests, deep, clinging, lethal swamps. But empty of people. The Earth is crowded, but the long Earth is empty. This is tough luck on Adolf Hitler, who hasn't been allowed to win his war anywhere. It is hard for scientists even to talk about the long Earth without babbling about membrane manifolds and quantum multiverses. Look, perhaps the universe bifurcates every time a leaf falls, a billion new branches every instant. That's what quantum physics seems to tell us. It is not a question of a billion realities to be experienced. The quantum states superpose, like harmonics on a single violin string. But perhaps there are times when a volcano stirs, a comet kisses, a true love is betrayed, when you can get a separate experiential reality, a braid of quantum threads. And perhaps these braids are then drawn together through some higher dimension by similarity, and a chain of worlds self-organises. Or something. Maybe it's all a dream, a collective imagining of mankind. The truth is that we're as baffled by the phenomenon as Dante would have been if he'd suddenly been given a glimpse of Hubble's expanding universe.